welcome everyone to our blessing on this beautiful day of July the 15th. Of course, in God's world, every day is a beautiful day. Sometimes we just don't see it because of the weather in the skies or the weather in our life. And we focus upon the events more than we do on the greater possibilities for all that life can be. And, of course, it's only human to do that. Even Yeshua wept. He laughed. He was, at least on one occasion we know of, also angry when he threw the money lenders out of the temple. And so we find that emotions are really just part of the events and dramas of life. But ultimately, they are not what take us into the consummate understanding and transcendence of our life. As we have been studying slowly by slowly, which takes a while to really accumulate enough surrender and enough, accumulate enough serenity. That seems kind of weird, since serenity is usually something we get by what we let go of. I think in many ways we do accumulate serenity, and we accumulate it by surrounding ourselves with things that allow us to experience and have it. But what we've been learning in our webinars over the last 6 months, beginning with the energy of life, is that we're living in a universe that has a vast reservoir of energy. And some of it really doesn't pertain to us personally. It's really constitutes signals to the galaxies, the particle structure of the universe, the planet, the animals, the plants, the weather, and so on. And while those things do affect us, for they create the environment in which we live, it's not really quite the signal we're looking for. But there are signals directly focused upon us, and most of all, that pass through us and bring about the transformative events of our life. In this blessing from Christ, we are arriving at the altar of our heart to receive whatever transformational energies God has in store for us today. And we ask with the sweetness of a child's mind and heart, and the openness of all the possibilities we've ever cultivated, that God will bring an answer to our prayers and even more than we could ask for. So we come into this place that is, it's really our church within. It's that place of sacredness. And it's taken me a long time in these courses to persuade many of you that the true sacred heart of your being has nothing to do with your feelings or your emotions. It's not the feely-touchy place that we associate with the heart chakra. It's not your physical heart exactly, but there's no doubt that there is a harmony between your emotional center, your physical heart, and your sacred heart. No accident that they are located in the same vicinity of your body, because all three of them are central points of focus. Our emotions are feedback that we get from our experiences in life, and we use them to refine our experiences or deal with them until we can resolve and refine them. Of course, our physical heart has an intelligence in it that commands our body with far more sensitivity than we can consciously generate. And then there is this other center of our being. That is the place Yeshua told us to go into to pray. It is the place where we actually are free of the issues and the dramas of life. We're free of the stories. We're free of our neediness. And we cross the threshold into a place of unity where our soul is in direct communion with the Almighty Creator, in a receptive openness to the Holy Spirit, and sits side by side for a nice conversation with Yeshua. This is the place we go to in the blessing. It's not, when we talk about the heart, we have to be careful to clarify this, because I've learned through my many, many teachings that some people have been so immersed into the hard world of logic and consequences, of structure and thoughtless, heartless demands, that they're yearning for a place of feeling and intuition. And they know they will find this in the emotional center. And they're saying to themselves and others, can't we just have a more feeling world? Well, we will have a more feeling world when we get to a higher place where our feelings are free of judgments, are free of resentment, are free of a sense of being deprived of something, are free of scarcity, are free of being hurt. You see, the reason we can't have a feeling world is because, first of all, we have to go to a higher heart, a heart that does not require either thought or feeling or regret or desire, but simply the attainment in the fullness of peace of this moment with God. And in this moment of God, with God, we are cleansed of feelings we really, truly would not want to empower. We really wouldn't. And the reason we stay in our thinking center is because our feelings are so full of hurt, abuse, regret, or sense of failure. We actually don't want to go there, and we have elected that ourselves. You can't really blame the world for that, because we all have that same problem, that same issue. We all need to go to Thoreau's Walden Pond and be in our simplicity, be in our receptivity, be in the heart of our being, where we can view the experiences moving around us and then take that one step further to view ourselves, viewing our experiences. Then and only then are we in a place of complete neutrality, where not only the events of the world can be cleansed and healed, but our feelings about them can be cleansed and healed and made new. So we come to this blessing. This is an oasis that we come to where we can drink the pure water of life in the garden God created, and know that in drinking that pure water of life, we are ready to be made whole again. So I welcome all of you to this blessing. It's a special moment that happens every Sunday, and there is no charge for it, because we know how many people so deeply desire and need and richly deserve the blessings of God. But I do extend my heartfelt appreciation for all of you who have contributed back, that we can finance what it takes from, you know, it, in this world, unfortunately, everything has to go through some kind of structural conveyance, some kind of employee support, some kind of contractual extension into the world. And it's not huge, but the thing is, if we really expanded around the world, it would be. So I want to thank our blessing givers, because they too are offering their time, their heart, their soul, and their blessing to those around them in their part of the world. Thank you so much for doing the work you do, for responding to the needs as they happen in your part of the world. And thank all of you who are coming this fall in November to become blessing givers. If you feel this as a calling, please come. The more we have, the more we will extend the consciousness of Yeshua's blessings, hand to hand, arm to arm, heart to heart, around the world, to be here for these transformational times. And thank all of you who showed up to be on our next webinar, From Change to Transformation. It's a very important understanding to know how we move from bit by bit change, which really usually doesn't take us very far. In fact, it often loops back to what we didn't complete and the loose ends we didn't tie up yesterday. It's unfortunate, but it's true. So many times we change and change and change, and then we find we're back to where we started. We need a whole new paradigm. And this is what we're embarking on in this course. And each one of you who passes through a calling to transformation does so for everyone. Because remember, at a certain high level, we all are one. It's only in the fragmented presence of how we've embedded our life in the circumstances of challenge or pleasure, in our unique experience and existence, that we have entered into fields of distinct and unique separation. And these are the fields that move forward or backward through the process of ordinary change. To experience transformation, even to a small degree, moves us upward through the ladder to a higher perspective. Have you ever noticed, whenever you have had an aha moment, you have been on a little bit higher limb of the tree, looking at a broader field of vision, opportunity, or at least understanding, and you felt more one with others? That's what I'm talking about. We need to get off the end of the limb where the wind is blowing and shaking the limb, carefully walk back the limb to the tree, and move up to a higher limb on it. We may not be ready to move all the way to the tip top of the tree, but even moving up one limb of the tree gives us such a broader perspective and such an expanded understanding of who we are and how we relate to others. It gives us a whole new lease on life. And actually, my friends, it helps to heal the body. It helps to heal our life, our relationships. And seemingly, just almost as if somebody put a deposit in your bank account, it begins to heal your finances. Most of us have done just about all we can do in this challenged world at a lower limb on the tree. It's now time to climb higher. And so as we move into the blessing today, I want to invite all of you to have right now a pre-blessing meditation. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to see yourself out on the limb of this beautiful tall tree, and you went out on the limb because you thought, well, now at the edge of the tree, look, I can look out over the mountains. I can see north, south, east, well, maybe not all the directions, because the trees, because I'm kind of embedded in the tree also, but got a really nice perspective. Then all of a sudden the winds pick up and the limbs start shifting. And people around you begin clinging to the limb. And they're saying, what do we do? What do we do? Well, someone says, just hold tight. The wind will go. And so you hold tight. And you're out there and you feel the shaking. Maybe it starts to thunder. Maybe there's even a bolt of lightning. You begin to shudder, and you hold to the limb, and you want to move back, but there's so many people on the limb, you can't. So you're out there in the wind and wondering, oh, my goodness, how am I going to deal with this? And you say to one person after another, move back on the limb to the tree. Let's move back on the limb to the tree. Everybody, line up. Let's move back on the limb to the tree. And you get to the tree, and you see that the tree is stable. And it's like you've moved into the arms of God. And you're in the depth of the tree, and you can't see as much, but you feel so comfortable. Oh, and you can sigh. You can take a deep breath. You can release the breath. And you can feel the relaxation of everyone around you. And they're saying to each other, well, we may not know what to do, but at least we're back to the heart of the tree, where the wind's not shaking so much, where the thunder's not so loud, where the panic is not so strong. Oh, it feels so much better to be back here. Yes. And then one person begins to say, now what can we do? Well, there must be something we can do, another person says. And finally, someone gets the idea. You know, the tree is stable. Let's move up the tree to the next limb and see what happens up there. So you move up, and it's only a few feet up. It's an easy climb, and you're up there. And you say, well, this was easy. And there's not very many people out on that limb. Let's go out and see what we can see. And you move out, and you begin to see over the hilltops. And you can begin to see in the distance, the weather is clearing. And you can look up and you can see there are even more branches you could have climbed up. So you go back to the tree and you climb up another branch or two. And you move out. And you can see further. And you're quite content this time. And you decide, you know, I don't think I'm going to go all the way out on the branch this time. I think I'm going to sit here at a nice, comfortable distance where I can get to the tree easily if I need to. I can walk out to the branch and look around for pleasure or inspiration if I need to do that. I feel good about what I've done. And at this point, we give praise and thanks to God, knowing that the tree is always there for us. And we can call other people up the tree by just telling them, you know, God is always there, holding the tree stable. We can always find a steady place to stabilize our life and renew our life. And it doesn't even matter if we can't see the future from this place. The important thing is that we're renewed and comforted, like we were in our mother's arms when we were a baby, and we couldn't see the future, but we knew it was there. We knew life had been created for us, and we were safe. We knew we had a tree to climb. So now, we're halfway out on a higher branch, and we're ready to receive. We're ready to share. We want to give to others the benefit of what we've learned. And it doesn't have to be everything. Just encouragement makes all the difference. One little word of praise to tell someone how important they are can change a person's life. One little piece of gratitude to tell someone how valuable they were at a turning point in your life can change their life. One little gesture of charity that brings hope. It may not be much, but it's a small gesture that says, I care. One smile, one hug, one important piece of information can move a person along their trail and allow them to find a little firmer footing in life. This is what we do to minister to others. This is how we do it without preaching, without giving them a whole new packaged belief system. Most people don't even want a new packaged belief system. They want love. They want help. They want comfort. They need a word of encouragement. They need to know they're important. And each one of you are so important. I can't even put into words how important you are in your daily life, and the fact that you show up to take fruit from God's tree of life. You are so important, for you're being truly nurtured that you may give true nourishment to others. And I want to thank you from the depths of my heart that you come and receive, and then that you give to others. As you can, when you can, in whatever way you can. Because it's really all God. And this is what you need to know. It's not the tangible package of your gift. It's the fact that your gift allows the energy of God to touch the heart, the fingertips, or the life of another human being. That's what makes all the difference. God is just looking for the next connection to pass the miraculous energy through and to, that then, in his own miraculous way, the true blessing is given. We're all conduits, and we all make ourselves open for that work of being a conduit. In becoming a conduit, I have to tell you a little miracle, and that is that our life is transformed. There is nothing more blessed than becoming a conduit of God. Mother Mary was told this on her conception of Yeshua. She said, you will become blessed among all women. And yet she never had a ministry. She never wrote a gospel. There are no recorded healings from Mary. And yet so many people whose lives she has touched have been healed, have been encouraged, have been lifted up by her love, because she made herself a divine conduit. And this is no more, no less than any one of you can do. And I want to encourage you to consider becoming a blessing giver, which is truly in the highest form becoming a conduit of God's blessing on earth. Now, I want to end our little contemplation, meditation, visualization, so that we can be together in consciousness and say hello. Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. We do have a couple of minutes. If there's anyone who needs to make a comment or ask a question, I do have one announcement, and that is about the From Change to Transformation course that is about to start in an hour. And we had some last-minute enrollees take our last three openings in the course, and they came in after I went to bed. So I processed them this morning and sent your email off with your links and your call line. If you did not get that, please email me as soon as our blessing is complete through our student hotline, which is answers@lovewithoutend.com. I will get it and reply to you immediately. If you have any other last-minute issues about getting on the call, use that same line, answers@lovewithoutend.com, and I'll get right back with you immediately, and I'm looking forward to being with you in class. I see Desmond is on the call. It is 1:29, so I hope your comment is a quick one. You're on. Hello, Desmond. Okay.
Sure. Hi, Glenda.
Yes.
I wanted to go to your blessing seminar, like the first one. That I wanted to go to all of them. I just wanted to say you're talking about like climbing the tree and how we, are charitable and loving each other, and I totally love those values. I find those values are a lot more realistic and easy to comply to. But when it comes to making monetary gain enough to go to the course, I'm not exactly sure how I can afford to go to it, but that's a goal that I have set that I would really like to do.
Well, good. Thank you for sharing that with me, because I'll hold that with you. I will put you on my prayer list for that. And stay in touch with me, okay?
Sure.
Somehow we'll find a way to get you here.
Thank you.
If you really want to be here, God will make it happen. Okay?
Great.
I'm going to take one other call very quickly, because we do need to move on into our blessing. We have an anonymous call.
Hi, Glenda. It's Cecilia.
Hey.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you for the lovely meditation. I really enjoyed it, and I feel more open to now receive the blessing. So I know this is usually you don't do meditation, so I just wanted to encourage you to keep doing them, because I loved it.
Oh, thank you, Cecilia. You know, I'm thinking that I will do something like that, because I think it's a good tune-up to get ready for the blessing. And it's something I can guide you through. Now we're getting ready to pull Yeshua on board. Not that he isn't already here anyway. Of course he is. But we're going to shift our attention right now and move into the blessing. And our Q&A session is off. Everyone is muted. Be sure and remove your shoes and socks. And be seated with your head pointed upward, your feet on the ground, because we're going to be conveying the energy of the universe into the earth, through the earth, back through your feet, and then back out your head. It will spin around your in the heart of your being. It may also enliven your physical heart or your emotional center. It may be in all of these places, but it's the pure, innocent heart of your being that I want your attention to fall into right now. And be there as a child would be in front of a flower, just beholding it. And begin your prayers. Allow your prayers to happen for 3 minutes. And then, very simply, after the blessing has been conveyed, I want you to go down, lay down, and rest. Don't think, because remember, this is an energetic conveyance that has moved into all aspects of your body, heart, soul, and being. And I know you don't realize it right now. Some of you may, but most people don't associate energy with their soul. But the fact is, the weight of the soul has actually been measured now at both birth and death. It does have an energetic mass, if you will, and it does have an energetic presence. So we don't want to take away from the soul all the richness of everything it can assimilate, which the mind cannot even conceive. So remember, bless your mind right now and put it over on the park bench and tell it to just meditate, be with itself, because you're going to be with your whole person, including your mind. It's okay. Be with your mind, but don't think through your mind. Don't do this through mind. This is through the heart of your being. Those of you who were in the last webinar will really understand this. And those of you who need to take that webinar can do so online now. But we need to move in our blessing, and I want you to begin your prayer now. Dear Yeshua, thank you for being here, for holding the tree of life stable for all of us, that no matter what the gale force winds of life may bring, or how shaky the limbs may be, we know that we can come back to the trunk of the tree and receive a hug from you, that we may receive a conveyance of vital life force from the Holy Spirit, and be in the strength of God Almighty, eternally rooted in the earth of creation and the ascendancy of heaven. Thank you for holding us in this truth and in your heart, that we may more easily and perfectly be in the heart of our being and pray the prayers we really came to live through, that we may shed off neediness that does not come from our true being, but embrace all the needs of our life and soul, and ask openly that they may all be supplied abundantly. For God is ready to supply everything that we need and truly desire. Thank you for giving us the courage to act upon our needs and desires, knowing that they will be met. Thank you for giving us the faith to walk forward in life, knowing that as we do so, God will fulfill all of his promises. Thank you for being with us in the meantime, giving us solace, hope, healing, and comfort, that we may make the very most of our life, knowing that we are loved every step of the way. And thank you now for conveying your very special blessing through the Holy Spirit, through all of our blessing givers, to all of the recipients who are here to receive. Amen. your blessing is complete. Now go and rest and assimilate, knowing that God is with you and you are very loved. We'll see you again next week. And many of you in our course starting in a few minutes.